is you get to come back on Tuesday. You get to touch him every day. He's not far away. His arm is not short that he cannot reach. He's reaching for you every day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor, for this opportunity. I don't take it lightly. I love this church. I love being a part of the kingdom of God, just doing things around this place, bringing my family to this place. Keeps us accountable, keeps us responsible. Yes, amen, amen, amen. If you have your Bibles, I'll be reading from Genesis chapter 32, starting at verse 22. Before I begin to read, I'd like to give a little context to where we have ended up in this story of Jacob. God has told Jacob to go back to Canaan, back to thy father's land that I have promised you. But he is very fearful for his life, knowing that he has to face his brother Esau, knowing that he stole his birthright and his blessing 20 years before. He devises a plan with his rather large family to divide them into three groups on his way back to Canaan, so that if Esau is to kill one group, the other group can escape. Jacob is clearly running from his past mistakes. He knows that he has no other choice but to face his brother if he wants to return to the land that God has promised. Genesis chapter 32 and 22, and it says, "And he arose up that night and took his two wives and his two women servants and his 11 sons and passed over the ford Jabbok. And he took them and sent them over the brook and sent over that he had. And Jacob was left alone and there wrestled with a man with him until the breaking of day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, God said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. And Jacob asked him and said, tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, wherefore it has that thou dost ask after my name. And he blessed him there. I'd like to entitle this message this morning, From Struggle to Testimony. From struggle to testimony. I don't know what situation you might find yourself in, but God's about to turn your struggle into a testimony. I believe it in the name of Jesus. I wish somebody, if you would lay your Bibles down and you would lift your hands. God, we pray that you would touch this service this morning. God, we pray that you would have your way. God, we pray that you would turn our struggles into a testimony that we can help somebody else. We believe it in the name of Jesus, and we're praying that you come down and do it in the name, in your great name, in Jesus' name. You may be seated. Jacob, the deceiver. Jacob, the manipulator. This is the person that we find in Genesis chapter 25, verse 31. He manipulates his brother Esau into giving him his birthright in Genesis 25. He steals Isaac's blessing from his older brother Esau in Genesis 27. He flees to the land of Haran, knowing Esau is going to kill him for what he just did. He uses deception and clever techniques to increase his share of the flock when dividing it among his father-in-law Laban in Genesis 30. He flees from the house of Laban with his flock and his wives and his children in Genesis chapter 31, doing this all in secret, not to inform Laban. Jacob's life up until this point in Genesis 32 is filled with deception, manipulation, and lies. To all get what he thinks he needs and what he wants. Doesn't that sound familiar? We all tend to do that just a little bit. We think we know what we need, but really, he's the only one that knows what we need. He's the only one that knows what we need. When things don't go on our time, we start to take it into our own hands. And I've personally learned this the hard way. It never works doing it Jordan's way. It never works doing it the way that I thought in my mind. It's always his way. We serve an on-time God. Somebody believe that this morning. He may not come when we want him, the old song says, but he'll be there right on time. He always comes in. He comes through the fire. You keep holding on, he'll meet you. He'll come halfway. You go that way, he'll come halfway. How many believes that this morning? Hallelujah. Isaiah 55 in verses 8 and 9 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts." I don't know about you, but I don't know how many times I've looked back on a situation and said, he knew. He knew exactly what he was doing when he was doing it. Hallelujah. My mind and your mind can't comprehend the things of God. We will never understand. And little do I know, and little do you know, that he's about to turn the struggle that you're in right this morning. He's about to turn what seems to be low and seems to be like nobody else understands what you're going through. My God's about to turn that into a testimony of his greatness. He's about to turn what you seem like an impossibility. He's about to turn that into a possibility. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes I need to just trust God. Sometimes I just need to put it in his hands. Hallelujah. It's just a little bit of trust. Proverbs 3 and 5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understandings. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with substance and with the first fruits of thine increase." And here's where it gets good. "And so shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst with new wine." God's wanting you to know this morning, he's got more for you than you could even imagine. He's got more for you than you could even imagine. Your barns are about to be full. Your cup is about to be overflowing. You got to believe it. You got to put a little trust in the Lord. You got to lean not into your own understanding. Give the trust to the Lord. Hallelujah. He said in his word, he'll never leave us or forsake us. God is not slack on his promises, folks. The battle is always his, and he always wins. I've never seen him lose a battle. Even when I couldn't see what he was doing in the battle, he pulled me out and then showed me his strength through the battle. He took my struggle, turned it into a testimony of his greatness, and then I was able to help somebody else through that. Hallelujah. It's all a cycle. God does it for you so that you can tell somebody else. Right? Hallelujah. Going back to our text in Genesis 32, we find Jacob in this tussle with the Lord. He's wrestling with God. The Bible says in verse 24, "And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of day." Verse 25, "And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him." At the simple touch, the simple touch of the master, his hip came out of joint. I don't know about you, but I don't know anybody else that can do that. I don't know anybody else that at the simple touch, you think your situation's too big for God. And God says, if you would bring it to an altar this morning, if you would bring your problem, your situation, the thing that you've got in your mind that is too big for God, with a simple touch of his hand, he can turn that, what seems impossible, into possible. And he can do it for you today. Hallelujah. That's the kind of God we serve. The God that touches things and walls start to break. The God that touches things and chains start to fall. When he lays hands on the sick, they are healed in his name. I don't know if anybody believes that this morning. I said, when he lays hands on the sick, they are healed. I got something burning in my spirit about that right there. Sometimes I think it's just a lack of boldness. He can do it. You put it in his hands. This is not my message, but if you've got a healing that needs to be done in this place this morning, you serve a God and he's in this place that can do it for you with a simple touch of his hand. A simple touch of his hand. You give it to him. You trust in God. You give it to God and God's going to do it. He's got all power in his hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And in verse 26 of chapter 32, and the Lord said, let me go for the day breaketh. And Jacob said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. Jacob is in this situation where he's desperate for a change. Desperate for a change. He's desperate for the blessing that he wants on his life. He's tired of running from his past mistakes. He's been in bondage in his mind for over 20 years of what he did to his brother and to his father, knowing he didn't go about it the right way, blaming himself. And in verse 27, the Lord said, what is thy name? Simple question. What is thy name? That question right there, we've all read it over and over. That question is probably the most pivotal moment in Jacob's life to that point. What is thy name? If Jacob answers this question in another lie, he does not get the name change. He does not get the blessing and the favor from God he so desperately needs and wants. He's already been tested with this once and failed and lied 20 years ago when his father asked him the same question. The blind and dying Isaac, Jacob's father, asked the same question to Jacob in Genesis chapter 27. He said, what is thy name? Jacob answered and lied, said, my name is Esau. All God wants from you right now is to have a little bit of trust in him, show a little bit of honesty. He's willing to change your name, but he's calling on you this morning, and he's calling on you, and he's pulling you. And you're in this struggle with God. You're in this struggle with God, and he's pulling on you, and he wants to know, what is your name? What is your name? And thankfully, in verse 27 of chapter 32, understanding he has fought all night. He has tried to do it his way all of his life. He's tried to force a blessing on his time. Timing is one thing. When it's your time, I don't think it's ever a good time. When it's God's time, it's the right time. I'd like to encourage somebody this morning, give it to God. Put it in his hands. Let it be on his time. It might not be on your time. You might be frustrated right now. You might be upset with God. God, my family hasn't come back. God, my situation doesn't seem to change. But his time is the right time. His time. And Jacob says, my name is Jacob. That's all God was looking for. And this is where it gets good. This is the amazing story right here of the grace of God. Right here. This is the redemption story. This is what happens when we let God be the potter and we are the clay. In verse 28, and the Lord said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel, As a prince, hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. God has sent me here on a Sunday morning, I believe, with everything in me. Yes, you're in a struggle right now, but if you're desperate enough, he's got a name change for you. You don't need to fight on your own anymore. Your struggle is about to turn into a testimony. You don't need to worry about fighting this battle alone, because the battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. Hallelujah. You don't have to live in fear anymore. He's God and God alone. Hallelujah. He's already paid it all at Calvary. He defeated death, hell, and the grave so that you and I could prevail. My Bible says that we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. You are an overcomer this morning. You are an overcomer not only by the blood of the Lamb, but by the word of your testimony. Your testimony has got some strength. Your testimony, it's what's going to bring you through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your sin can be forgiven today. You don't have to be the old person that you once were. God is trying to pull you out. The devil keeps telling you that you're still Jacob. And God says, no, 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 no. I got a name change for you, baby. I got a name change for you. You don't have to worry about the old person that you once were. I got you in my hands. Hallelujah. We find the name of Israel literally means one who struggles with God and men, but has overcome. The struggle is not you turning away from God. I think that's a confusion. The struggle is not you turning away from God, but it's allowing God to mold you and to shape you, to put you through the fire, to make you into who he wants you to be. Hallelujah. When you learn to fight and not give in, when you learn to fight through the struggle, you become the Israel that God has prepared you to be. God designed you to be Israel, not Jacob. When you learn to persevere through the hard times, that's when your struggle turns to a testimony. And that's the quandary that you find yourself in right now. It's to fight or to give in. To fight or to give in. I like to encourage you, don't give in. Don't give in. Don't give up. God's got you in that struggle for a reason. We give way too much credit to the devil. God knows what he's doing. He's got you. You don't need to worry. But don't give in. Don't give in. Give it to God. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 1 says, but now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, thou shalt not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall thy flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. If you're looking for a fresh start in this place this morning, looking for a new beginning in your mind, this is where you become new. This is where you can be changed. This right here, this altar right here, is where you can be redeemed. This right here is where you can be reborn. In fact, if you didn't know, it's essential that you're reborn. It's essential that you come down and get a little bit of this. A little bit of what God's got for you. Jesus tells a man named Nicodemus in John chapter 3, verse 5. Jesus said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? How can he enter in the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. It doesn't matter who you were before today. There's a baptismal tank that we take you down to the watery grave that washes all that sin away. You can be reborn. You can be redeemed. Hallelujah. Your sins can be forgiven. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This is where your testimony begins. This is where your freedom begins. This is where the liberty in your mind begins. Right here. Hallelujah. This is a new destiny right here. Right before you. God has set it before you. Hallelujah. For someone in this place that feels like you can't be used by God because of your past, because of what you've done, I want you to know your past does not have to define you anymore. It doesn't have to. The breaking of Jacob did not define who he was, but it made him into who he became. It said that Jacob walked with a limp for the rest of his life after wrestling with God. That limp became Jacob's testimony. He was willing to wrestle with God for that testimony. He didn't give in. He held on, and he wrestled with God. Every time someone asked Jacob about that limp, he got to tell somebody about what God did for him. He got to testify of the greatness of what God did to bless him. He got to tell him, yeah, I once was that guy, but God turned me into that guy. Hallelujah. He turned from deceiver to blessed of God, where God changed his name from Jacob to Israel. Most of us in this place have a limp from our past, but I think it's time we stop looking at our limp as a crutch, but we look at it as our future. Yes, you're limping right now because of your past mistakes and your failures, but that's your testimony. For years, you've been trying to hide that limp, that struggle that God's allowed you to go through, but that is your testimony. I've come to tell you, you can't hide a limp. Hallelujah. God's not looking for you to be perfect. God's looking for somebody to testify of his greatness. Testify of his greatness. Yes, I've got a limp right now. Yes, I've got a limp right now. But let me tell you what the Lord has done. Let me tell you what the Lord has done. He picked me up. He turned me around. He set my feet on solid ground. Hallelujah. That limp that you've been hiding, come on, somebody. It's time for you to let loose. It's time for you to not hide it anymore. You can use that to help somebody else. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He transformed my life. He delivered me. He picked me up. Yes, I used to be a drunk, but look what the Lord has done. Yes, I used to be on drugs, but look what the Lord has done. That might be somebody's testimony this morning. Yes, my family was torn apart, but look what the Lord has done. Yes, I used to struggle with depression and anxiety, but look what the Lord has done. Yes, I'm limping. Yes, I'm limping, but I'm blessed. I've got something to rejoice about. My name has been changed. I might have been through some battles, and I've got some scars to prove it, but God turned my struggle into a testimony. Hallelujah. I wish somebody would just lift your hands over this place. We love you, Lord. God, we pray that you would turn what seems to be impossible into possible. We pray that you would do it. Hallelujah. Musicians, you can come. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 12 speaks about Apostle Paul having a thorn in his flesh. And he begged God 3 times to pull it out. He begged God. But God said in verse 9, my grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in your weakness. There's a God that knows what he's doing in this place. He's called you. He wants that name to be changed. He's pulling on your heartstrings right now. Yes, you've been through the struggle, but But God's got a purpose. He's got a reason for doing all of that. And you're about to have a testimony that's so great. I wish somebody would believe that this morning. You're about to have a testimony that's so great. You're going to be able to tell the world about it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Paul figured this out in verse 9 of chapter 12. And he said, most gladly, therefore, will I glory now in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Verse 10 says, therefore, I take pleasure in my infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. There's some infirmities, there's some necessities that God has allowed you to go through to show you his strength. He's allowed it. Stop giving the devil credit. He's allowed it. He's got you in his hands. He knows your situation. And he's got you. He wants you to get out of those mully crumbs that you've been in. And he wants you to wrestle with him a bit. He wants you to struggle with him a bit. Somebody's willing to do that this morning. God, I know I've been in a bad situation, but I'm not going to give in. I know your power and your strength. You've got all power and strength in your hands. I've come to speak faith into somebody dealing with fear, depression, anxiety. I've come to speak faith to someone that has allowed the enemy to take over your mind. God's about to turn that. God's about to turn that. I don't care what you went through as a child. I don't care what you did as a young person. He's got you in his hands. Today's the day to close the chapter. Close that book. Allow God to take over and turn that into a testimony. Sometimes in ourselves we get so just down in where we're at that we can't see where God wants to take us. And God wants to take you places that you've never been before. He's about to use that struggle. Use it and turn it into a testimony. You don't have to continue having sleepless nights. You don't have to continue having sleepless nights. I believe that in the Holy Ghost. You don't have to continue having sleepless nights. I don't know what that vein is, but you don't have to continue having sleepless nights. We serve a God that turns mourning into dancing. He turns sorrows into joy. Today is the day of your struggle, but tomorrow is the day of your testimony. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 1 and 7 says, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be not thou for ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou a partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with the holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Before the world began. He already has it all figured out. Before the world began, he had you in mind. He had me in mind. He knew what he was doing. He's got it in control. You need to give it to God. The battle is not yours. It's the Lord's. If you would stand with me this morning. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 5. We find a story of the woman that has been dealing with an issue of blood for 12 years. 12 years. And our Bible says she had seen every physician. Every physician. Somebody in this place, you've seen every physician you could. You've seen every physician. Verse 28, she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be made whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt her body that she was healed of the plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing himself that virtue, that word virtue means faith. How much faith are you willing to have that God is going to touch you? You got to have a little bit of faith. You got to have a little bit of trust. And immediately knowing himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and said, who touched me? And he looked around about to see her, that she had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came down and fell before him and told him all the truth. All the truth. This altar is about to be opened in a moment. And you need to come before the throne of grace and tell him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace. Go in peace. Go in peace. God's wanting somebody in this place, somebody that's been struggling for a long, long time. That same God that changed Jacob's name, that same God that allowed him to go through the struggle, that same God that healed that woman with the issue of blood is in this place this morning. And he can touch you. He can heal you. He turned what she dealt with for 12 years into a testimony. Right now, you're in the midst of a struggle. But God is calling somebody with enough faith that is so desperate for a change. Say, I'm going to come down to this altar. These altars are open. I'm going to come down to this altar right now. God, I'm so desperate for a change. God, I want you to turn my struggle into a testimony. I need you, Jesus. The question is how desperate are you for a change? The healing of your mind is at this altar. Your sin can be forgiven at this altar. Your fresh start is in this altar. This is where you close the past on your Hallelujah. Somebody worship the Lord.
I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. Cause I know there is peace within your presence. I
your voice. We thank you, Jesus. We praise you. Hallelujah. We thank you that you take us through every struggle. Hallelujah. It's a process. Amen. And what we recognize is when we come out on the other side, there is something that is very powerful and overcoming called a testimony. Praise God. Let our testimony be true. Let it be sure. Let it be powerful. Let it be strong. Hallelujah. Let it reflect your goodness and your greatness. Hallelujah. If you got a testimony, somebody ought to praise the Lord and magnify him today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I shouldn't be here, but I'm here because of a testimony. Hallelujah. You brought me a mighty, mighty long way. Why? Because of a testimony. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Why don't we clap our hands and thank the Lord together? We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Thankful for God's greatness and his goodness and his ability to touch us. And the word of God today touched us. Did you know that it's in services like these, a lot of times we don't even know it, but one touch of his hand impacts somebody for an eternity. And sometimes because there's so many different situations, we don't see it. We just know, man, Holy Ghost moved today, but we really don't completely know. But somebody in this place says, I remember the message, I remember the moment, I remember the time. It was a transformation that took place in my life and my heart. I will never, ever be the same again. Thank you, Lord. One more time, let's clap our hands and thank the Lord. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Amen, amen. I have a certificate of baptism. I watched him this morning pray. I believe that God is touching this young man. Amen. I want to present this certificate of baptism to Tristan Ray Sean Smith. Tristan, we love you. Thankful for the word of God today. I'm thankful for the uplifting power and encouraging word of God. And today we heard a word from the Lord that each and every one of us can fit into our life, whether it is at the beginning of where God is moving and taking us or whether it is our experiences. You know, sometimes you come to God and things happen in your life and all of a sudden you go right back into the struggle because every stage of life has different ramifications and difficulties, right? Amen. But that's here's what's cool about that. It's just another opportunity to form another testimony. You know, some of you have testimonies, right? God brought me from here. He brought me there. But there's other people that have many testimonies. Every stage of life, God, in a struggle, in a situation, he came through and he gave me an opportunity to testify of God's goodness. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God for that. Thank God for the word of God today. Amen. Let the Holy Ghost go with you today. We will be back here tonight for a celebration service. Prayer at 5:30. Service begins at 6 o'clock. Come with praise on your lips and worship in your heart. Amen. Greet somebody before you leave here today. God bless you. Let the anointing of God, the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God go with you all day today.